I grew up the son of crew cuts and short sideburns. I grew up in an age when boys were tough. Every 6 weeks we'd drive off to Hohokus to see Nick the barber. He was nice enough. See, I had curly hair, it was wild and unruly. They set out to tame it, to curb its joy. If they'd let it grow out, it might have flown downward. But they were trying to raise a respectable boy. Get a haircut, they said, you'll look like the others. No one will know, you'll blend in, my son. There wasn't much I could do, they had all the power. We drove to the barber shop and it was done. I went off to college and made a decision to grow my hair out now that I was a man. There was no one to stop me. My hair had its freedom, but my hair was surprised it did not understand. First it curled inward, expecting the barber, but the weight overtook it. It fell up and back. The girls called it a Jufro, which I always hated. My hair does not daven, and I am not black. Get a haircut, they said, when I was home for Thanksgiving. That was $25 they were ready to spend. They were afraid that it sent the wrong message, but that was the message I wanted to send. I studied hard, twirled my hair and my fingers, which just made it bigger. It reached for the sky, and I got a good job, and I got a haircut. You can let your freak flag flutter only so high. I hear it's a boy, and they hand me the baby with a carpet of hair just like his dad. And in less than a year, that hair started curling, and I knew I could give him what I never had. So we let years go by, he did not know the barber. I watched in delight as he grew flowing curls, and I thought it looked cool with gold locks like Jesus. But strangers would say, what a beautiful girl. Get a haircut, I heard, deep in my memory. I fear he'll get teased in the yard where he plays. He's got hair in his face, I don't know if he likes it, but he sees that I'm happy, so for now he's okay.